is time. My dear friends, I welcome, beg, lady who has been absent for some time.
Here.
I also say this to you, my dear friends. Let us, and fooled this time, the lady who is ever seeking and wishes to join us at this time. To her we give warm welcome. I would like to say to you, my dear friends, because we have with us this time a lady who is ever seeking, I would like to say a few words about the spiritual searching. I will take any questions you may have at this time. But let me say this to the lady who visits us. May I hear your voice, my dear friend?
Yes.
As my dear friends here all know, I do not come to give personal advice. That I leave to the many others who come to use many instruments of all kinds. My dear friends know and understand that I give my time to teaching. But to you, dear lady, I wish to say this. You have had much divine inspiration, have you not?
Yes.
Yes. You have knowledge, you have much to give. But may I say with the kindest of words that what you seek, you have to achieve by allowing that divine inspiration to work for you.
Yes, I understand.
You have as yet not found the way to use this divine gift.
Yes.
To dispel, shall we say, the confines of matter, of living. Once divine inspiration comes to you, as it has to many people upon this earth, then what has to be achieved is a spiritual unfoldment which allows your lives to help others
to allow life's experiences to show you the way to spiritual growth.
Yes.
Do you follow?
I do follow, yes.
I keep my words simple in order that each one, after all, you are fully aware that each one treads a slightly different pathway. To you, my dear friend, I say this. There is something you must understand. You are fully aware of the communication in meditation. But what I wish to say to each one here, and which puzzles many, how do you know the difference between the ego I and the divine I am?
Very difficult.
Yes. This sometimes puzzles you. Is that not so? Yes. Let me say just a few words about this. The divine I am, the voice of divinity, is quiet, is humble, is gentle, is loving. Bear this in mind when each one sits quietly. Remember too, my dear friends, that if in doubt, remember I have taught you that that inner voice, that divine voice, will always come forth time after time after time. The ego I will let go. Can you see the difference? Sometimes the ego comes forth, and it is possible for the ego to confuse, but the divine I am always comes with humility, with love, and in order to help others upon their own spiritual development. These words are simple, but their meaning is deep. Do you understand? Do you have questions for me? Because this time I will not give you teaching, but offer you the opportunity to ask questions.
Any questions?
Yes, I'd like to ask a question.
Maureen?
Yes, a lot of people nowadays want guidance readings on a psychic level for their material life. What do you feel about this? Do you really think it's of any value to people? Are we possibly interfering with their free will? As opposed to mediumship, linking those with their loved ones on the other side, which helps people realize that there is a life beyond.
Yes. I have taught my dear friends, but I will repeat it for you. Each one of you upon this earth
his spirit. But each one upon this earth has a psychic ability to a greater or lesser degree. If those abilities are developed to such an extent that the individual can help another, there can be no wrong in that, provided it is done with love and in the name of truth. After all, each individual treads a different pathway within one lifetime. Those who you call ignorant, and that is not a word I like, but for your understanding, many who are without spiritual knowledge still need help. If it comes in the form of psychic advice for everyday living, this can only help, provided the one who gives the information is genuinely there to help them.
Thank you.
Of course, when we come to what you term mediumship, then truly we have the communication we desire. Those who offer themselves as communicators from our world to yours, after all, it is to help them recognize the spirit that they are. And what better way can we provide than to bring forward those loved ones who have departed?
Thank you.
You cannot interfere in another's life. If that person comes to you seeking advice, you have not interfered.
I see.
Can you see?
Yes, yes.
But what you must be careful of is that you do not advise another to interfere in a third party's life.
Yes.
Then there is the danger then that interference can take place.
Yes, I see.
Can you see the difference?
Yes, thank you.
You must be careful in any approach that is given to another human being.
Mm.
But after all, each one of you upon this planet is responsible for their own development. In which way they seek it is entirely dependent upon their free will. So no, provided the motive is good, there is no harm.
Yes, I understand. Thank you.
Can I say to you, on a personal note, and this I do not give often, sometimes you do not follow your own instinct and advice.
Quite right.
Yes.
Yes.
But do not be afraid. You are going forward in the direction meant for you. There is much lies before you, my dear friend. I do not tell you it will be a smooth pathway. But after all, what is gained must be worked. I see much goodness around you, my dear friend. Do we have more questions?
Any more questions?
Yes. Can I come back to the subject of power of thought again? I feel there's more we can probably learn about this complicated area. I think we understand the power that thought can have, and you have well instructed us on this. There are other types of thought. The story writer in constructing a story, the actor on stage, they will have their thoughts, but there would be no intention that those thoughts should be projected in any particularly meaningful way. Could you say something about the types of thoughts and their power?
Yes. We have touched upon this many times, and of course I have told you that there are different types of thought. Remember, although you are spirit, you are clothed in physical garb. You also have a brain which is within that physical garb. The power of thought which I speak of is the thought of the spirit. That is the power of thought. There is much thinking which is negligible within your lives. Of course, there must be. It is when you come to the deep thought that comes from the spirit within. There lies the power of your thought. That is the power of thinking that you must be careful of, because not only can it do good, but you have the ability to affect many others also. You should be able to differentiate between the two. And you have given a good example by speaking of the writer and the actor upon your stage. These are everyday thoughts. Remember too, in your dream state, many of your thoughts are flippant, but many are spirit-inspired.
Yes.
I know these many things confuse you human beings, but as life continues and your spiritual unfoldment becomes greater, many of these things become clearer to you. If I might say simply, the more practice that you have, the better you become. Does it not apply to many things in life? The more you practice, the easier it becomes. So too with your spiritual gifts. The more they are used, developed, the more you are in communication, the easier your judgment becomes. You will never, in this lifetime, or at least very few beings will achieve that spiritual growth which it brings to you. The love and the spiritual light which you try to achieve but never will, because of the thoughts and the emotions which belong to the physical being. So, remember, the power of thinking must be developed within the spiritual nature of yourself. Do not be afraid that every feeling, every thought is captured forever. That is not quite true, and it is misunderstood by many, many people upon your earth. Is this a little clearer to you?
Yes, that's, I hope that we've all benefited from that. It certainly clarified it for me. Thank you.
Yes, it does. I say, my dear friends, that once more you become confused between what is spiritual and what is physical. I know it is difficult for you always to see yourselves as spiritual beings, but that is what you must strive towards. If ever you are in any doubt, go within. I have told you on many, many occasions, the answers to all things lies within you.
I think we all begin to see that, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
I will take one more question, please.
Mary or Margaret? Question?
If no one else has one, could I ask another question?
Of course.
It's about relationships. I've read different things. Some say that the main people, partners we come together with in our life, we are meant to be with for a certain length of time, whether it be forever or a short time, and we learn from them and they do from us. What are your views about people then that divorce? Does it mean that they've naturally come to the end of that time they were meant to be together, or aren't they seeing it through, as it were?
Yes, I understand your question. Let me say this to you, that in this lifetime, which you know and understand in many ways, is a lifetime to learn. As you know, I feel each one of you, before you come to any lifetime, agrees beforehand what life you will come to, who you will meet, and to what degree each individual will help. As in all walks of life, people come, people go. But let me say that you never meet anyone who is not there for a purpose. But in saying this, each individual has been endowed with free will. So, without having a clear-cut answer for you, because there can be none in this human living. Many people sever relationships because of that free will. It is not always what they have chosen to do before they came to life upon this planet. But in saying this, each one accepts responsibility for their lifetime here. Accountability is made when each soul returns to our world. After all, before each soul comes to life upon this planet, they have seen their pathway. But as in all destinations, there are many routes. And that is the responsibility of the human free will. So, I would say this to you, my dear friend. If two people separate within a lifetime through what you call divorce, perhaps that was the soul's decision. But it also could mean that one of those two people had used their free will to depart from the other. This is a difficult subject for you probably to understand. It depends on the soul.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
It is not always right or always wrong. Right and wrong is not the right words to use, because after all, when each soul comes to this life, there are many decisions made beforehand. And you cannot be responsible for the decision of another soul. You are only responsible for your own actions. So shall we take your divorced couple, as you call them, as an example? Shall we say that these two people have decided to come for whatever reason, and there could be many reasons why they decide to be joined in this lifetime. But we do not have time this time to go more deeply into that matter. One soul decides to follow the pathway straight as it should be. The other soul decides, when within the physical garb, that he wishes to deviate along another pathway. The soul who stays on the course they have chosen cannot be responsible for that change in the other soul. So there should be no anguish within that soul that their life's promise has gone astray, if I may use those words. Only when the soul returns home is it accountable for what has happened within this one lifetime. And remember, it is but one lifetime.
Thank you.
Does this help a little in your understanding?
Yes, it does.
Or this time, my dear friends, I will leave you. I will allow others to wish to speak to you. I say to you, seek only truth. Seek only to help those in need. Seek to shine forth to all those that you meet. But I say to you, do it with humility and love that you all possess. I leave you encompassed as always within.